Hello and welcome to the Texas Wildlife Radio Show. I'm Gary Joyner with the TFB Radio Network. Texas leads the nation in the number of bison farms, and Lone Star producers are watching closely a bill in Congress that involves this keystone North American species. There is a bill in Congress called the National Bison Legacy Act. Its goal is to make the North American bison the national mammal of the United States. I'm pleased today to be joined by Tim Frazier. Tim is a bison producer from Gainesville in North Central Texas. Tim, tell me about the bill itself and why you feel it's important that Congress consider this legislation.
I contend, and I think you can fact check this and find the same thing, that with the exception of the human being, there's no living thing that shaped America as much as bison. From the beginning of North American, you know, in the paleo times, if you will, they were the primary food source for the Native Americans. They shaped the ecosystem. There's no doubt about that. We're learning more about that every day. The grasses that we have come to know as native to America evolved with bison and the other way around. I just would like the Texans to understand how big of a part of the bison story that Texas really is, historically, currently, and very much going forward if I have even just a little bit of luck. The great state of Texas is going to be very impactful to the restoration of the species. My mission right now is to make sure Texas is not left out as co-sponsors in the process of this important piece of legislation, because the wording is going to be written into history, and I want Texas to show up there, because they should.
Next time, we'll visit with Frazier about some of the dynamics of modern bison production. This is the Texas Wildlife Radio Show. I'm Gary Joyner, and we are the TFB Radio Network.